Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney. Welcome to Nature's Remedies. This week's topic is meditation. I had remembered seeing that research substantiates that meditation may help slow or prevent the brain deterioration characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. Thinking this was interesting, I looked it up on Alzheimer's.net, and yes, there is a list of things meditation does for people that can in effect treat Alzheimer's disease. The very parts of the brain that deteriorate in Alzheimer's disease are apparently, according to recent research, strengthened instead by meditation. On top of that, meditation seems to decrease feelings of loneliness and isolation, which in itself, without even relating it to Alzheimer's disease, really looks like a boost to anyone's emotional or mental health. The big bugaboo of stress, whatever that might be to a person, can be reduced by meditation. I mean, who wouldn't want that? Of course, exercise may do some of these things as well. And in fact, exercise also has a robust relationship to preventing memory loss. But it's not about these healthy practices competing with each other, hopefully, but instead adding to the things we can do to remain or even increase our health on a number of levels. As I've mentioned previously, however, either exercise or meditation may not solve a stress problem, say if you're in a bad relationship or job. So we need to be a little careful about blanket statements. It's not like, in other words, meditation is going to fix your problems. It might be worthwhile or even better just to try it, without even needing anything to be wrong in the first place. Maybe just to experience it for its own sake. For me, simple is where it's at, and all you need to do is sit down and watch your breath. Or if it helps, we could say instead, do watch the breathing. No, you don't need to sit in a lotus posture. It can be right in a chair. It doesn't need to be for a long time, just a few minutes to start. That's it. Just feel your breath and really get into it. As we used to say, cheaper even than needing to buy a gym membership or running shoes. I think maybe the key part to this is really focusing on feeling the breathing. It's not about thinking, that's for sure. While you're experiencing the rhythm of the breathing, it's okay to think, but the focus, again, is on feeling the breathing. And really, that's it. In a way, it's simplicity itself. In India, some call this experience a sort of separate state, as opposed to wakefulness or sleep. Maybe it's a kind of bridge between these two other states, so it shouldn't be completely unfamiliar to us. Again, if you have crippling depression or anxiety, it may not help, as these problems could prevent you from being able to meditate in the first place. Anyhow, it does seem worthwhile trying, doesn't it? No drugs, alcohol, or even much exertion, and you can enter a state that can be healing or a real intense level. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.